I have a question. Good. Good. Let's see. There's one. Would the Greeks have been partakers in the communion too? The Greeks would have been before Paul came. After he came and they believed the gospel of God, I would think that they would... I don't know. I don't know. When we think about that a while, we may come up with a scripture that does say, but I don't think of anything offhand. You could speculate all day, you know. That answered it? Before they would have been. Okay. Right. Yeah, because they were siding with Israel instead of with Gentiles. They were coming to God Israel's way, not through circumcision, but through Genesis 12:3, blessing the Jew. Which, again, it's not, they would not, as I understand it, as I read it, they would not be in the covenant, in the covenants of promise. The covenant wasn't made with the Greeks or the mixed multitude. It was made with Israel, the children of the man named Israel. But the Greeks became beneficiaries of that part of the verse there of Genesis 12:3 by blessing Israel, and they hence became part of the commonwealth, the larger group that had some things in common with the nation of Israel. The commonwealth of Israel got the benefits of a blessing for blessing Israel. Let's see. So is the body of Christ the same term as the church, or are we just known as the body of Christ? And if so, are the Jews in the church? The Jews, there's no more Jews in the sense of a special nation or having special privileges with God. They fell in Acts 7, according to Matthew 12:32. They were cast away is the term, cast out is a different, something different, but they were cast away in Acts 28 when Paul read that the prophecy that's for casting them away in Isaiah 6 verses 9 and 10. It was prophesied that was when they would be cast away in Acts. Well, it did. Acts hadn't been written yet, but when Paul read that to the Jews, the leaders of the Jews there in Acts 28, it cast them away, and you don't read any more about a special status of any of the Jews or a special sending that God sent Paul to the Jews anymore, to the Jews and Greeks. He sent them to everybody, including Jews and Greeks. Jews and Greeks can come to salvation the same way as we can. But, you know, if you were raised and taught from infancy that you're better than other people because you're a Jew and that you have a special in with God, a special, entrance with God, special standing with God because you were born a Jew. And suddenly you hear the truth that Jews have to admit they're sinners and need a Savior. That's an abrupt turnaround. I mean, it's you don't hear of too many Jews becoming Christians, true believers that Christ died for their sins. Let me read. I think that's two questions there, isn't it? Let me read it again. So is the body of Christ the same term as the church? Well, yeah, Colossians 1:18, I think, speaks to that. But when we speak of the church today, well, I guess it depends on who's who's speaking of it. When I speak of it, I mean the body of Christ, yes. Let's see if this is it here. And he is the head of the body. That's the body of Christ. He is the head of the body of Christ, the church. So, the same term. That's right. Technically it is. Scripturally it is. But when people, just like the word repentance, you have to repent. Well, Paul said, he uses the word to repent several times. But it's a different, it means change your mind about who Jesus is. That he is the Son of God. That he's not a fraud, a fake. He really is the Messiah that they killed, and he rose from the dead. Repent from thinking that's all fairy tale and believe that it's true. You turn around. In other words, change your mind. You've probably heard that over and over. Change your mind is what repentance is. But today, when they talk about you need to repent, it means, God, I'm so sorry that I sinned again. I'll do my best after this. Well, my best is not going to save anybody. That's what falls short of the glory of God. Okay. Who is the mystery? The mystery of Christ is the whole thing that if you took Paul's epistles out of the scriptures, Romans to Philemon, you wouldn't have any mystery. There would be no nothing in there that wasn't prophesied. It would be, you're prophesied up through Acts, up to the salvation of Paul. Which, you know, if there wouldn't have been any mystery, secret kept. Mystery basically means secret or told secret. Revelation of the mystery would be the told secret. Now, what was I saying? 76, wow. Does strange things to your mind. So it's not any one thing. There are several mysteries tied together called the mystery. There are several other little mysteries. Like, for instance, Romans 11:25 or 1 Thessalonians 4 about what's called the rapture, the catching up. That's a mystery. You can't find anything about the mystery, the catching up of the body of Christ anywhere else other than in Paul's epistles. It was kept secret until it was revealed to Paul. The thing about Israel being blinded in part. Let me get that verse so I get the right reading here. Oh, what is it? 11:25. I would not have you be ignorant that you should... I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. So he's going to tell them a secret. This is a mystery. Lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel. See, they were part way down by Romans, written in Acts 20. They were halfway down, part way down in their diminishing from when they fell in Acts 7 to when they were cast away in Acts 28. Unless blindness in part has happened to Israel until, so there's going to be an end to this blindness of Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. They're coming into what God is bringing believers into today. By one Spirit are we all baptized, or talking about the believers, baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. So, I think that's all the questions, right? I don't see any. Okay, there's one. Is Paul telling them there in Corinthians not to take communion? I don't think it was a question then. I don't think he's telling them not to. I don't think they were. It was just the Church of God, the Jews, the believing Jews in their midst that weren't allowed in the synagogue. It's just them that were taking communion, so to speak. It was a Passover meal is what it was. When the Passover came, they observed it. Or does this practice stop when he writes Ephesians and they are told no need to keep the ordinances? No, I don't think they were keeping that as an ordinance. That was a made-up thing, I think, from the Roman church, Roman model of a church. The Roman generalization, they grabbed all the different doctrines from all the different segments they could find, which meant the Church of God doctrine as well as the Body of Christ doctrine all got compounded together, merged. Well, that's what the word Catholic means. It means universal, brought together into one. They do the opposite of rightly dividing. They throw it all together as if it's one church. We're one church. The Body of Christ is one church, but the Church of God was a different church. We saw that in 1 Corinthians 10:32, 1 Corinthians 11:16, and 22. Great, great, thank you. Let's see, it was Passover. It was the Passover meal, yes, it was. Theology brought into Protestantism from Catholic. Yes, that's right. Yep, that's where it came from, and it's very little different from the Catholic Catholicism that it came from. They have no use for rightly dividing or for a mystery. The difference between the mystery and prophecy, what was prophesied. So they didn't take communion every time they met. What is going on in Corinthians is the Passover. It's the Passover, yeah, but I'm not sure whether they, after that Passover sermon by Peter, I don't know if they may have started weekly observance of it at the Sabbath meetings of remembrance. So yeah, I think it's probably more likely that it was routine, but it was still a carryover of the Passover meal. It was not a ordinance or something that the Body of Christ was supposed to do or ever told to do. In fact, Paul said when you meet together, it's not to take the Lord's Supper, not to take the... Where is that verse? It's later in 11, isn't it? No? Yeah. No? Where is it? I'm at a loss. That's... It is later in 11. No, 11 talks about Israel. I'm lost. It must be earlier in 11. No? Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. So it is in 11. Oh, I'm in Romans. That's what it is. Okay. It's 1 Corinthians. Excuse my lapse. Let's see, 20. I'm going to look it up. I'm in the verse poster, and you can't look at more than one verse there. So I'm going to 1 Corinthians 11 and go down to 15 here, see if it's... That's haircut. See, that's another thing. But if a woman have long hair, is it a glory for her? It is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if a man seem, if any man seem to be contentious, that's about the another thing where they had to be accommodating. They had to not. For instance, the Jewish the formerly Jewish people that came in and still did things like long hair for ladies and men. You know, it's wrong to come in with long hair. You had to have short hair. Women had to have a covering. Those things, if somebody came in that was in the body of Christ and said, oh, you don't have to do all that stuff, we're free now, they would be leading them astray, because they still were under those, under scriptural Judaism. Judaism isn't script. I mean, the Lord made that one religion for the Jews, but I don't think it's called Judaism, is it? No, Judaizer, I guess, is the term I'm thinking of. There's no Judaizer. It's a good description of what's going on today in a lot of places. But all right, let's see. I didn't find that verse, did I? We were talking about a verse that says, verse 20. Oh, that was the verse you posted. Yeah, it says it right there. Thank you, Lori. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Yeah, I did have it right. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory for her, for her hair is given for a covering. People have made it a law, ordinance, as to say their salvation is tied to doing ritualism. Yeah, that's really what Paul is talking against in Romans 3, 4, and 5, in Titus 3, in Titus 2 and 3. Just a minute, hold on. Let's see. So the hair things was a the same with. It's become a custom. I don't know if it died out and then Victorianism from Queen Victoria brought it back. You know, you have to wear a hat to church if you're a woman. That's the head covering thing, but it's turned into a custom. A legalism, really. They look at you and say, she doesn't have a hat on. You know, she's bad. Let's see. Protestant churches have promoted taking the communion as a ritual because more bodies in the seats every day that month. Yep. Tied it to their salvation instead of just choosing it to be a remembrance. I'd hate to be in their shoes at judgment seat of Christ if they get there.